3501 at the Oregon City Transit Center.
Hey, 3501, what can I do for you?
Hey, I was just passing by, I believe it was the home stop, either the homes or the West stop, but I was looking for, you know, I was like scanning the side and I didn't, you know, see anybody at the stop. And then when I passed it by, what I thought was something laying sort of in the gutter, kind of like, you know, sort of, you know, a little bit in the roadway, have a great day, was actually a person who was like sitting sort of like partway in the road. So I don't know if my follower, I don't know where my follower is or not, so I don't know if the guy was at the stop or whatnot, but it just kind of, it jumped out at me because I didn't, he was like kind of laying in the road, you know, not like totally in the road, but kind of, if you're not careful and you're like pulling up to a stop or something and you, you know, I just don't want that guy to get hurt, so I'd just be like, I don't know, worried about around the home stop there might be somebody who's incapacitated, or not necessarily incapacitated, but you know, prone or laying on the ground.
No, I copy what you're saying. I think that you guys are running, yeah, you guys are running an hour apart, but I'll let them know to use caution in the area.
Okay, yeah, yeah, just, yeah, yeah, I mean, I might pass by it before they even get here anyway, so I might be able to take a look at it. Yeah, if it's an hour apart, then it'll probably be fine, but I was wondering if it was like 15 or 30 minutes or whatever then.
Yeah, you guys this time of night, you're you know, distanced quite a ways. So if you could definitely, when you go back through there on your outbound, take a good look, see what there is to see, and let me know how we need to best proceed going forward.
Sounds great. Yeah, I'll just take a look, and if I see anything that looks concerning, I'll let you guys know.
All right, sounds like a plan. Thank you. Have a safe night. 2217.